This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The city of Cuyahoga Falls is suing a contractor that promised tens of millions in savings from water meters it installed at people's homes and businesses. The suit against Johnson Controls and Milwaukee-based Badger Meter claims the company's installed 40,000 meters that don't require door-to-door readings. The companies claim the meters would have saved the city more than $23 million. The Beacon Journal reports after more than a decade, the savings have not appeared. The city is seeking more than $16 million in damages. Hiram College is looking to eliminate majors and lay off faculty amid struggling finances. The college is considering eliminating majors including Spanish, French, economics, art history, and philosophy. Students currently enrolled in those majors would be allowed to finish their degrees. Hiram is also considering laying off six faculty. The Beacon Journal reports the college is trying to cut more than $1 million from its operating budget to meet bond obligations. Feds have turned down Ohio's request to scrap the individual mandate for health insurance in the state. The Obamacare provision requires everyone to get health insurance to keep costs down. In its reply to the state's request, the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said information was missing from the application. The letter to the state's insurance director said the application did not include a reason why Ohio should be exempted from the Obamacare requirement. It's not yet known if the state will work with the federal government to submit a new request. Ohio's capital city has unveiled a system that will gather data for its pioneering smart city transportation project. Columbus beat out six other mid-sized cities in 2016 to win the U.S. Department of Transportation's Smart City Challenge. The city will manage and distribute 1,100 data feeds through the new operating platform to government offices and private companies. That information will be collected to help Columbus integrate self-driving cars, connected vehicles, smart sensors, and other developing transportation technologies into the life of the city. The city of Cleveland has hired a New York attorney to lead its Office of Professional Standards, which investigates citizen complaints against police officers. 49-year-old Roger Smith will lead the agency that struggled to keep up with a backlog of nearly 400 open investigations. The office is required to improve police accountability as part of the city's consent decree with the Justice Department. A federal monitor has said the office has failed to make improvements in the past 3 years. Smith will be paid more than $107,000 a year. He starts June 4th. Backers of a constitutional amendment that would allow voters to decide to regulate marijuana like alcohol will soon start collecting signatures to put it before voters. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles has this story.
The Ohio Ballot Board has unanimously approved the language proposed by backers of the marijuana legalization plan as a single issue. That means the activists who want to put it on the fall 2019 ballot can begin collecting more than 300,000 valid petition signatures. Backers had hoped to get it on the ballot this fall, but admit that would be difficult considering the deadline is in early July. Ohio's medical marijuana program, which is set to be fully operational by September 8th, would not be affected by the proposed legalization ballot issue. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Betting on Cavs games may not be possible at Jack Cleveland Casino should the state move forward to allow sports gambling. Cleveland.com reports that's because the casino is owned by Cavs owner Dan Gilbert, and that would create a conflict of interest. A Supreme Court decision this week paves the way for states to allow betting on sports. Ohio will likely have either an independent proposal or legislation in place soon. Several NBA teams have blocked betting in casinos, including the Houston Rockets, whose owner also runs Golden Nuggets Casinos. The University of Akron says a professor did not follow through with a plan to give female students boosted grades. Dr. Li-Ping Liu had sent an email to his systems analysis and design class noting that female students may see their grades bumped up as part of a national movement to get more women into information sciences. University officials say Liu has reaffirmed his commitment to the school's grading standards. A Northeast Ohio congressman is working to secure Ohio's emerging medical marijuana industry from federal meddling. Cleveland.com reports that Bainbridge Republican Representative Dave Joyce Thursday inserted language into a federal spending bill that would prohibit the Justice Department from interfering with state medical cannabis policies. In a tweet, Joyce says the provision is, quote, great news for states' rights and those suffering severe pain. This is WKSU.